When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, good Tuesday? This is Old School coming at you live from 1040 O Street. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Norman. We're brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 84th and Old Cheney, and then if you're up in the O, 168th and Maple. So, go in there and be blissful.
Get fed.
Mm-hmm.
Get fed.
Get that grass-fed meat and throw it on the grill.
Get the pasta. Get some wine. They'll hook you up with everything.
A lot going on, obviously, in college football and the pro football. But we got about, 8 minutes. I think the story of the day, there's multiple, obviously. We'll jump into some NFL stuff as well. I'm sure it's been combed over 80 million times on the internet that the Nebraska came out with their single digits. But Delaware was supposed to go on beyond, supposed to be in the air right now, heading out to Hawaii to play.
Man.
In a winnable game, probably, they're thinking, right? Probably worked all summer. Kids excited. Families are excited. Probably meeting them out there. Going to greet them at the airport. There's one big problem, though. They missed the bus to the airport. I've never heard of a team of missing. I understand if you break down, you know, if you're in the snow, you know, we've seen that. I've been a part of that, you know, one or two times when I was in Buffalo. Get stranded a little bit. But you missed the bus? Like, you just missed your flight?
For week one.
Your first game
Hawaii.
Of the year.
You live in Delaware and you miss a flight to Hawaii.
Like, how are you,
not desperate to get out of there?
But even when you travel with the pros, and this is, you know, pre-9/11 and even after 9/11, you're there if your flight is at, say, 11 a.m. Somebody on the team is on the plane or, you know, at the airport, and I'm sure they're flying commercial, right? 9 o'clock at the latest. I mean, you're there 2-3 hours beforehand just because you got to load the equipment. You're going to have somebody on the team that's checking everybody in, right? Because you're just having a block of tickets. And you're late? You missed your flight?
I can't, in all of my years of traveling with teams at any level, pro, NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, college, never, would it be set up without a plan for making flights on time? I can't even wrap my brain around it. One, it tells me you didn't have a backup plan, but two, it tells me that
you didn't have an A plan.
Bro, how does that Jay? Like, your staff is now shorter about five people. Cause people had to get fired standing there in line.
There's an open football ops position at the very least.
Right? Travel director, travel agency, several assistant coaches and analysts, a consultant, right? The people whose job is to do the dorm check, to do the bus check, to do the luggage check, equipment manager, all those things in play that everybody, transportation director, there's a bunch. And nobody caught it. Nobody got it right.
Yeah, I mean, the subject of travel, especially in the last 2 weeks, is in your staff meetings. Is there anything changed? Your weather updates. If there is weather, then we probably need to get there a little bit earlier. Does everybody have, you know, travel documents? That means some form of legit ID. So let's just say somebody doesn't have a driver's license, or they lost their driver's license. You have somebody on the team, or the player, or
Social Security number.
Like, well, you're gonna have to get temporary documents to get on the plane. So this has been a topic of conversation for probably well over 2 weeks.
Yeah,
and then the day that you get there, that you knew that you had to go somewhere, and unless it was a huge traffic jam.
In Delaware?
I'm just playing. But here's where I would probably push back on that.
That's only for people who've never been to Delaware.
The thing is, they would have somebody that's not on the team bus already be there. So you're not, whoever is their, your travel coordinator or your ops person or persons, they would be at, like in this case, they would be at Lincoln Airport long before the team and everybody else strolls up there.
Yeah, all the equipment is there before. All of the uniforms is there before. All of your whatever travel snacks you put together, it's there before. So that when they walk off the bus, they're handed itineraries, travel schedule, confirmation information, snacks for the plane, per diem. Like, there's a ton. Room assignments. Like, there's, like, when you get there, because you're going to be there for a couple of days.
Yeah. I mean, it's more like a preseason bowl trip, you know, where, you know, it's a 10.5-hour flight. And it's Delaware State, you know, so.
That tells me a little bit more.
Yeah, so they're HBCU, right?
Yeah, that tells me a little bit more.
Delaware State is an HBCU.
Man, boy, that's a bad look.
But then they said, you know, their best statement was, listen, we're working on a plan. And then so they said that there were some logistical challenges with the team flying from East Coast to Hawaii Island with a 6-hour time difference. The Hornets and Rainbows are scheduled to play Saturday at 6 p.m. local time, 12 a.m. Eastern time. They're playing at midnight.
We weren't even offered this game at 12 midnight.
You should be.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Leaving 2 days earlier than you originally planned.
It's Hawaii, bro. Like, you.
But then also, you got to understand budgets, right? For a, you know, HBCU is probably not as big as like a Nebraska, but that doesn't mean that the flight's already paid for. The flight, and I'm sure they're getting some money from Hawaii or whatever. So, yeah, man. First of all, I feel sorry for the kids because they aren't in control. The adults are, you know, in control. The people that are employees are in control. But I've never heard of, okay, yeah, it's a long flight. You know that before you accept the game. It's not like, you know, oh, we're surprised. We thought we were just playing down in, like, Maryland somewhere. You know you're going to Hawaii. It's a trip that you can look forward to no matter what your budget is set at, you know, the possibility of going sightseeing. Some of these kids will never have the opportunity to go to Hawaii ever in their life. Now, I'm sure they'll get there, but everything is going to be rushed. I mean, football players are creatures of habit. You definitely don't want to get a trip started off by missing the bus, which I think that's a controllable, or missing your flight. I think that's a controllable. And to label it, you know, I'll just say this, as a buff or bus snafu at the airport. So here's what happened. They were driving from Delaware State or wherever they were down to New York City, and somebody did not forecast for that traffic. And I was, you know, what's crazy is I was just talking to somebody today about what it was like when I played for the Giants. And then this same goes for the Jets. Everybody sees New York Jets, New York Giants, but you're actually in New Jersey, East Rutherford, you know, New Jersey, which is not New York. But I liked it. But I remember when my dad flew in for the game, and he was coming from Minneapolis, and, you know, came, and they're like, I was like, oh, well, we got a little bit late practice. I'm gonna watch tape lift. He's like, all right, well, I'm gonna get. They landed like 10:30, right? Listen, that's when you, because you, from when you go from Jersey to JFK, you got to drive through downtown New York. And I didn't know how to go. This is back when you had MapQuest. So I'm MapQuesting this bad boy.
Did you print him off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a rental car. So I was at the.
Listen.
No, I did that.
You was living really well. Get an Atlas map.
No.
96 pages you had to fold. In triple.
MapQuest. MapQuest is how I got to my first training camp. So I MapQuested it. So I was staying at the, you know, whatever the kind of apartment in the Marriott there. You know, that's where the team was having me stay, and I just kept staying there. Get your bed made every day. And you know what I'm saying? I'd be, hey, kick off your shoes. You know, people make up, you know, clean up for. I like this. It's not too bad. So I went down to the business center, printed off MapQuest how to get to JFK. Because listen, when you're in New York and New Jersey, you miss an exit, it's 30 extra minutes.
Yeah.
And then you don't know where you're going. Yeah. And God forbid you ask somebody where to go.
Don't do that.
So if we go from East Rutherford to JFK, you go at least. I went through downtown New York City. Yo, 10:30 at night is just getting live down there. Yeah. Like, the freaks are coming out. I mean, it was jammed. The streets were starting to get flow. So that's what happened. And it was bumper to bumper traffic just getting on the turnpike to get out, you know, get to the airport. So I'm sure that's what happened. And they missed their flight.
I'm trying to understand that this coaching staff and these leaders have been preaching discipline and preparedness and having a plan, and nope, none of it worked.
And you can't, you know what it is. And listen, no matter what, and I learned this actually, and I'll tell the story before we go to break. I remember, so when I played in Buffalo, the 4 years, so after my first year, either my dad or my cousin would fly out. And when the season's over, I'd immediately go from the end of the season meeting. My car would already be packed because you stay up all night, you know, packing. And unfortunately, it was, you know, after a playoff loss, so you're mad and angry. You just want to get the heck out of Buffalo. So we would drive straight back. So my cousin drives with me the one time, and he picks me up. And he's there for the ride.
The scenery.
Yeah, he's there for the scenery and to kick it. You know, we're eating, you know, stopping places. He like, you know, I want to eat and go. I want to get home. So there's a certain way that you got to go around Chicago. It doesn't matter if it's 5 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock at night, midnight, 9 a.m. There's just traffic in Chicago. Well, he's supposed to be the navigator, the co-pilot. I won't tell you how he decided to take a nap. He participated in a little bit of hydroglyphics, I like to call them. And he was looking at the map. His torch must have got off. So we had to go all the way. We had that an extra hour and a half around and end up going through Racine, Wisconsin, Milwaukee, then to Minneapolis.
Racine. I know that story.
Yeah, the news from Racine beat the Braves. I still got nightmares from it. I always see Dave Johnson.
He did that on purpose, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Racine was not. You're right. Yeah. Well, listen, the dudes that get ran out of Chicago end up in Racine. It's like Chicago of the Northeast, or Northeast Chicago. But so that's just like New York. You get your towards off, man. You will be late, and you will get you know, you will miss your flight. So unfortunately for them, it happened. That's just it's not the story of the day, but it's a very unique story because I don't think it ever happened again. I hate it for Delaware State and their university and the players, but hopefully it's something they can inspire to go out there and put on a good performance.
Every HBCU in the country mad right now. Why? They mad.
Because it made them look bad?
Yeah. Every single one.
Man, mad. Listen, HBCU, they weren't mad when Ed Reed came in there and they ain't even, he's a head coach, they ain't even vacuum the floor.
Oh, they mad. They still mad about that.
Yeah.
HBCU.
Anyway, so it's unfortunate for them. They'll be okay. But we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the GM at Alabama. Is this the new position underneath the head coach with the way that college football is going? That's going to be the second highest paid. And that's pretty much the NFL model, right? Generally. I mean, obviously coordinators and that, but my man down in Alabama is doing all right now. But we're going to take a quick break, come back. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.